Talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
Thank you, Philippa. And Philippa will be back at 10 o'clock for another bulletin of 882 6PR News, just ahead of Saturday morning at the football. Rob Druitt, a very good morning to you, my
good
friend.
Good morning, Harvey Deegan and listeners. One quick question. Does Fairfax have a policy about damaging property? Because I noticed our guest came in and immediately the...
He's broken the microphone.
Broken the microphone. Or do we just blame it on gravity?
We are indebted to John Clary because we might get a new microphone there now.
He's done us
good
a favour.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks. Good morning,
mate.
You've been outed, mate.
I have.
Destroying the... you might as well start on the rest of the studio, then we can
build a
new one. Yeah.
No, you've got a good one there. You've got a proper mic there, proper so you're okay. We thought you were going to have to hold it the whole show.
I was going to sing a song.
John is here to represent conveyancers or settlement agents, his own business, which is a terrific business is Icon Conveyancing, and if you've got any questions at all about the process after you've bought a house or sold a house, and you need you don't need a real estate agent, don't worry about them, but you do need a conveyancer.
We need a real estate agent to get it to us.
You do it yourself.
There's one thing that settlement agents really fear, and that's when the contract comes through and the other side it says a four letter word, it says self.
I had one of those a couple of weeks ago actually.
The other side, they're doing the settlement themselves.
Yeah,
I mean, why would you? With the price of settlement, it is very reasonable.
It's a real bargain, isn't it?
It really is.
It was quite interesting, actually. Look, she did a very good job, but at the end of it, she says, I should have given it to herself. I'll never do that again. I went, okay, well, you know, you've learned anyway.
So. Of course you have. Now, we've got a few things to talk about before we talk to our lovely listeners, but we would urge you to call nice and early, 922-11882. And once again, Craig Gemmell has provided a $100 cash for one of our callers today. You heard David Airy in the news talking about house prices. We'll get onto that very soon. But we do have Michael McLean, who's the director of the Master Builders WA, online right now, because he's going to tell us about something pretty important happening around town. Hello, Michael. Where are you, Michael? Oh, there you are. Hello.
Yep, good morning,
yes,
Harley.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for joining us today. And it's Homeless Prevention Week this week coming from the 3rd to the 9th of August. And could you tell us a little bit about what it all means and how it's supposed to bring together various components of the housing industry to try to, well, we're never going to eradicate homelessness, I suppose, but to make the situation a little bit better.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, Harvey, and we appreciate the support of 6PR in being one of the media sponsors for Homelessness Week this week. It's an Australia-wide initiative. It's being hosted by Shelter WA this week in the form of a launch breakfast that our Lord Mayor, Lisa Scafidi, will be involved in on Monday morning. And on Wednesday, there'll be a breakfast involving representatives from BGC, the Curtin University, Master Builders Association and the Department of Housing. It's an opportunity to raise awareness about homelessness throughout Western Australia. And the last census in 2011 indicated that about 9,500 West Australians were experiencing homelessness on that particular night. Mm-hmm. And when you look at others living in insecure housing, approximately about 7,000, you're looking at the equivalent of the Perth Arena every night experiencing some form of homelessness.
It's a lot, isn't it? And Michael, it's Rob here. It's a very complex problem, homelessness, isn't it? It's not just as simple as just providing more houses.
It is, Rob. Some of the research indicates that the main reasons are family and domestic violence and financial problems. I think those 18 and under and 55 and older are probably the largest demographic. And in terms of solutions, I think we need to look at a whole range of options going to education, training, taxation reform, more affordable housing, more innovative housing. And that's what the Master Builders Association would like to contribute to the debate.
In what form, Michael?
Well, probably in smaller dwelling lots, Harvey. I think we need to get away from the minimum-sized apartment dwellings for people really struggling to get into the housing market and having a roof over their head. So one of the things that I'll be proposing is having a hostel-type accommodation arrangement with 25 to 30 square metre hostel-type apartments.
This is a wonderful idea, and the aims are good, and will... after all, when the week is over, does someone prepare a report, maybe gives it to government and say, well, you know, to fix the problem or to help alleviate the problem that we've got, it'll cost X dollars and can we please have some?
Well, I think the important thing, Harvey, is for this particular week not to be a talk fest. We need to have some action strategies that come out of it so that not just government but the private sector can be engaged in the debate. And I think we're experiencing governments throughout the country that are experiencing revenue difficulties. So I think the onus will fall more on the private sector to come up with solutions, but they'll need incentives to get involved in affordable housing.
Yeah. All right, Michael. Well, thank you very much indeed, mate, and for bringing that to our attention. We are sponsors here at 882 6PM. We're very, very pleased and proud to be so. Homelessness Prevention Week from the 3rd to the 9th of August. And, of course, Michael's semi-regular on our program, and we'd like to invite you in again soon, mate.
Have you in a couple of months, Michael?
My pleasure. All the best, guys. You're obviously getting over Australia's loss in the cricket very quickly.
We actually made a pact we weren't going to talk about that, and also about the Hawks.
We don't talk about Hawthorne either at the moment, Michael, if you don't mind, or you'll never be on this program again.
I think there's good bowling in Tigerland today.
Richmond, yeah.
Good on them. They played brilliantly, the Tigers. We'll see what happens in October. Good on you, Michael. Thanks for your time, mate.
Cheers, guys.
Michael McLean from Master Builders Association. Now, as we mentioned... your beloved leader, as far as Rewire is concerned, David Airy, was coaxed onto our news at 9 o'clock to comment on
current state of the market.
Page 3 in the West today, Natalie Richards and Shane Wright.
Right. Well, there is a very balanced article, actually.
Houses across Perth are at their most affordable in more than a decade as low interest rates and steady wages give prospective homeowners a chance to buy into the market. What do you make of all of that?
Well, I thought that was very balanced in the sense, rather than I was expecting a front page article, you know, prices crash in Perth, the reality is prices have fallen. My gut feeling is they've actually fallen about 10% since the last height of the market, which was 2013. And I... feeling it out there in the marketplace, I think sellers have accommodated about 5% of that, and I think there's about another 5% to go, quite frankly. And I think that's the reason why our market in some areas, certainly above the median house price, has stalled, and it'll be another 2 or 3 months before the sellers come to realisation, unfortunately, that this is the market, and then we'll see a bit of a pickup in the Christmas period.
Christmas rush.
Yeah, the prices have already fallen. It's not a case of it's going to continue to go down and in a spiral. You have these corrections. It takes a bit of time for the market to adjust. And then the buyers will be coming back in, I think, around Christmas time when they see value in the market and the sellers meet that. So it was a good balanced article in the sense that it really got to the nub of the issue, which is that it's more affordable. And our market is more affordable than it's been since way before the boom of 2005, 6 and 7. And that is a really good thing. So that's helping to get people into the market. We've got low interest rates. So that'll play out over the next 6 months.
A lot of our listeners, of course, are in the situation where they're downsizing or thinking about it. Is now a good time to do that? Because we've got to remember, okay, you can buy a house at a reasonable price, but then you're going to have to sell yours at possibly what
make
you...
make the very point, Harvey, that if you're buying and selling on the same market, it swings and roundabouts.
Swings and roundabouts, yeah.
Effectively, that's right. So although you could have to say it's probably better to trade up in this market than it is to trade down.
Yeah.
All right, 9221882. Now, if you'd like to send a text, you can, to 19999677. If you'd like to send an email, you can do that too, and you can pop it into harvey@6pr.com.au. We do have an email here. It's from David of Claremont.
David of Claremont.
Well, I bet you're going to be quite...
number one Claremont football supporter.
Well, I bet you're going to be quiet this morning over that drubbing by the Tigers last night, but they are strong and bold like the Tigers of old because they're from Tigerland.
Is he a Richmond supporter, is he?
No, he's a Claremont supporter.
He's a Claremont, but he couldn't help himself.
No, he couldn't help himself. Bring me a bucket. Hello, Ron. How are you from Subi?
Hello there. How are you?
Good.
This idea might have already come across somewhere in the past, but I thought about it 20 years ago, never followed it up. I want you to imagine you've got a park area where you could put buildings about 1.5 times the size of a normal house. You'd have a toilet centre in the middle, which would be a compact for four people in four different areas. So you've got a basic thing, a bedroom and a kitchen area. And therefore, the bedroom to be their own lounge and everything.
Are you talking about like a small hostel or something, Ron, are you?
Well, this is actually exactly what Michael was talking about a minute ago, Ron, and it's about affordability and having a bit of diversity.
Yeah, so what, you'd have either a single, especially for older people, you wouldn't be allowed for children because it would be...
That might be difficult.
It would have to be a singular person or a married couple who are all elderly, so 50 upwards. Now, who have fallen on hard times. So you've got four little flats in one area, and they all have to use the toilet and bathroom facility right in the centre. But that would be, as long as it goes with health regulations or whatever. But I think the idea is a good one.
It's more of a dormitory style, which is exactly what Michael was just talking about.
It's a good idea.
And look, I think all of these things we need to think about and think about having a diversity and matching up our property stock with the actual market out there. Not everyone's in a position where they can go out and shop and buy whatever house they want. In fact, very few people are.
They could even build a little canteen shop in the area.
That's right, to help out with
all
facilities and amenities. So.
Yes, it's like it's keeping your mind open to all avenues.
It is indeed. Good on you, Ron. That's kicked off our talkback really well today.
Ron should be going to the industry breakfast.
Ron should be going to the industry breakfast.
Putting up his idea.
Yeah, it's a very good idea. And as you say, it's sort of where Michael McLean was going anyway in the first place, which is good. Okay, clear board. You can call us now. We'll pop you up straight away, 922 11 882.
Talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
Gary Adsett here from the morning program, and next week we'll reveal how that ugly stoush about two iconic Aussie songs has been turned into a book.
Do you come from a land down under?
And be listening for your chance to win tickets to the upcoming Tab Touch Perth Darts Masters, mornings from 8:30 weekdays here on 882 6PR.
It's all your Christmas mornings, except the one they gave you a cardigan. It's the time you totally clocked Space Fighter 3. The first time you saw snow. The time you went skydiving. In Fiji. On your birthday. It's all those feelings rolled into one. It's the $21 million Saturday Lotto Super Draw. Get your tickets by 6 p.m. today. Play responsibly. Visit gamblinghelponline.org.au or call 1-800-858-858.
Windows 10 is here. Racing for incredible computer deals at Harvey Norman. Lenovo laptop, unbelievable price, $248. Plus upgrade to Windows 10 for free. Save over $260 on a quad-core Toshiba laptop. Now $460. Plus upgrade to Windows 10 for free. Super powerful Intel i7 laptop, just $698. Plus upgrade to Windows 10 for free. Upgrade requires internet connection. Data charges may apply. Incredible computer deals now at Harvey Norman, your Windows 10 expert.
Starting today at Masters, don't miss out on a powerful 1600-watt Scorpion pressure washer for only $109. That's right, a powerful pressure washer for only $109. It has a sturdy alloy motor and maximum pressure of 2150 PSI and a working rated flow of 5.5 litres. It's perfect for all jobs around the home or garden. It's compact, it's easy to use, and it's just $109. Remember, when they're gone, though, they are gone. So hurry into Masters, Australia's fastest growing hardware store.
Hi, I'm Paul McGovern from WA Hino. Are you looking to have your truck serviced or repaired? We have factory trained technicians that will look after your truck as if it was their own. We also do laser wheel aligning, all electrical and air conditioning repairs, and our workshop is open till midnight. And don't forget, we have a full range of genuine and non-genuine spare parts available. So call out to WA Hino or call 9351 2000, part of AHG DL 13358.
Head to the iconic Checkers Hotel Bullsbrook for your next night out. Wednesdays, Palmy and Pint, just $20, plus poker night. Thursdays, Red Roof Rump, only $20. Bring the family down to experience the home of the best Sunday spit roasts. Pop into the sports bar for drink specials and TAB. Courtesy bus available for local pickups and drop-offs from Friday to Sunday. It's all happening at the iconic Checkers Hotel, Great Northern Highway in Bullsbrook. For more info, check out the website or our Facebook page.
A while ago, you lived here. Then you moved there. Before shifting again. Because many of us move house, communities change. As a result, New electoral districts and regions to apply from the next state election have now been proposed. Help shape our state by giving us your thoughts by the 24th of August. To find out more about these proposed changes and to comment and view the maps, visit boundaries.wa.gov.au.
On 6PR's Weekend Wake Up, we're talking property.
John Clary's in the studio with us today, and he's here to impart his vast knowledge of conveyancing or as a settlement agent.
There must be people out there that have got a few little issues with their settlement at the moment, are dying to get an answer.
Yeah. And last time you were on, I think we were talking about the changing face of it being more sort of electronic.
Well, it's all started, Harvey. It started in WA. There's about 169 conveyancers, lawyers who are registered in WA for PEXA.
That's a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot. Well,
percentage-wise, what would that be?
Oh, I don't know.
It still would be a lot of small operators.
There's a small little one-manners and other lawyers. But the transactions, I don't think there's many being processed. I mean, there has been...
It'll take a long time.
And I think there's still a lot of, not issues, but I think it is a major change in our industry. And, you know, our conveyancing members are, you know, not concerned, but they're, you know, treading, you know, very quietly about it. And, you know, it is going to take a long time to actually, you know, start. They reckon about 2019 that about 85% will be processed. But, you know, they've got to get all the banks on board as well.
They are on board,
but, you know, if I've got a discharge with Bank West and there's Westpac on the other side, and Westpac aren't quite ready, then you can't use it. You can't go through the PEXA process. So, you know, those little things are going to take time. But it is a very interesting...
Moving in the right direction.
Well, yeah, I think so. But it's all going to come down to cost. I mean, you know, this is the thing. PEXA have been saying from day one that it was going to be cheaper for the consumer, but it's actually not.
Okay, Carol of Manning's got a question for you, I think, John. Apart from Carol, the board is free, so get in nice and early. 9221882. G'day, Carol.
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen. Hi, John, I have a question about when a property is being sold. I know the settlement agent lodges inquiries with the council, the water corporation and the strata company to get the details of the rates and strata levies and things like that. Mm-hmm. Now, I know the council assessments say that if there's a change of ownership, you have to notify the council about it. But does the settlement agent actually do that?
Yes.
So that's all taken care of to all three of those organisations?
Correct, Carol, yes. As soon as the contract becomes unconditional, it is the buyer's settlement agent responsibility to do an electronic advice of sale. And that is done through Landgate, and it's advising the Water Corporation, the Tax Office and the council of the change of ownership. Okay, it's a very important part of the process. From that, the council and the Water Corporation and the Tax Office issue information about what those rates are on that property. And also, most importantly, the council issue what's called orders and requisitions on the property. So that's things like, you know, building issues, any issues sort of health, those sort of things on the property from the council's perspective. So it is an extremely important part of the process, and it also advises when settlement's going to occur. So it's got a settlement date, it's got the seller's details, it's got the buyer's details. So yes, it's done as soon as the contract becomes unconditional.
John, when you said tax office, are you referring to the ATO or to the Office of State Revenue?
Sorry, Office of State Revenue.
I was going to say, I was getting sophisticated.
Yeah, no. The
no way of selling your property without...
No. The Office of State Revenue in regards to land tax.
The land tax.
So is the situation, though, sometimes there can be a delay in settlement and the actual date of sale might be slightly different, or I suppose there are occasions where it actually falls through.
Yes.
So there's the fact that there's an intention for a property to change hands on a particular date doesn't necessarily mean that's always what happens. Is there any further notification that's done, or is it just the council goes ahead and assumes it's all happened?
No. If the sale doesn't proceed, for whatever reason, then the buyer's settlement agent then must notify those authorities that the sale didn't proceed. Because technically speaking, if settlement date is the 31st of July and the council and the water corp are not notified, then they will issue rates to the new buyer or to the, you know, to the prospective buyer and say, hey, you know, the rates are now due. And the buyer will go, well, hang on, I haven't purchased this property yet. So it is important for the settlement agent to notify those authorities if the sale doesn't proceed.
And in the situation where it's a strata titled unit and so they're dealing with a strata company, I know there's that Section 43 certificate they issue.
Yes.
But again, that's sufficient notification for the strata company to know that to change their records and start sending it to the new owners. The person selling doesn't have to do anything further to notify them.
Again, the buyer's settlement agent's responsibility is to notify the strata company and pay a fee to require or obtain that information, the Section 43, plus the insurance details. And then it's the buyer's settlement agent responsibility to notify the strata company if once settlement has been affected. Because if they're not notified, then they can't update their records.
Thank you very much for your call, Carol. We'll get to Sally and Martin in just a moment. Jan asks a question here. When you purchase property, is it better to use two settlement agents, says Jan? I'll answer that for you, yes, but I'll defer to John to tell you why.
Look, it is better to use independent settlement agents. Mm. So the buyer should have a separate representation and the seller should have a separate representation. And that all comes down to conflict of interest. Mm. I mean, the contract might be straightforward, cash, unconditional settlement, 14 days.
Or fine until something goes wrong.
Exactly. And, you know, the settlement agent is not a lawyer and they must advise to get independent legal advice if it does become an issue at settlement. And there is a conflict that does arise and it gets messy. So it's better to have separate representation.
Good one. Okay, Sally of Quinns. Hello, Sal.
Hello, Harvey. Hello. Please, my husband died about 13 years ago. Now, was it necessary for me to have his name removed from the titles?
You can do that immediately, but as soon as you sell that property, we will need to do what's called a survivorship application. I'm assuming the property's in joint names. So if you are intending to sell that property prior to settlement, we would prepare what they call a survivorship application and lodge that at the titles office, and that effectively transfers ownership from joint names into your name as the sole survivor. I'm assuming also that the property's in the tenancy. It's a joint tenants on the title.
I don't know.
Yeah, it would be by the same. Yeah. What sort of documentation? Do you need a death certificate?
You would need the original death.
Yeah, I have. But that was like 13 years ago, but I just wondered what's necessary. Absolutely.
Probably wait until settlement would be better.
Well, you've just got to be careful nowadays because some banks won't allow you to lodge. You used to be able to go to settlement with those documents, and nowadays the banks will not allow you to do that.
It's sometimes better to do it before.
So it's better to do that before. So
you need quite a bit of lead-up time, don't you?
Yeah, because the titles office do take a bit of time to actually process those documents.
Maybe 6 weeks?
I mean, I've got no desire to sell, but I mean, I just wondered, was it necessary? That was all.
Well, we've got your number. Would you like John to give you a call?
Yeah.
He might be able to facilitate that for you.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sally.
Good on you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Martin of Bateman. Hi, Martin.
Oh, good morning. I want to talk about infill around Fiona Stanley Hospital.
Right.
Yeah, we've been going to meetings with council now for 10 years before Fiona Stanley was even, had a brick built.
Right.
One of the problems you've got with councils is they put
some would say there's few problems, but anyway, it's not.
they put somebody in charge of doing a project, and that goes for about 2 years.
Yep.
Then it's a fair way down the track. Then they bring somebody else in. It goes back to stage one again.
Mm.
So we've had about five situations now where it keeps going back to where it was 10 years ago. And everybody's just sitting on their hands after being given all these promises. But
now, Martin, is this because you own a property in the area and you're looking at it having being rezoned?
That's correct,
yes. Yes, and it's taking forever.
Forever. Well, the thing is, the latest results we've been getting is that it's got to be another 3 to 5 years.
Oh, gee.
And There's a huge, as you might imagine, there's a huge demand in the area because all of a sudden we've got all these people, high-value people moving into, into, if you understand.
A major employment base there. Look, it is amazing how slow that whole rezoning process is. I mean, it starts initially with a plan, a proposal from the council, then they go through a public consultation process, and then it comes back.
That's all been done about 6 years ago.
I know. And then sometimes they redo it again, and you think, my goodness. And, I mean, theoretically, they're supposed to have a full plan every 5 years, and that's not always the case. Look, the only thing I can think that you can do, obviously, is you keep in contact with the council. It is about public action, and if there is a groundswell in the area there for rezoning, then the council needs to know that, and it needs to become an action group to force the issue along. But it does take time to get the plan in place, then put it to the minister through the West Australian Planning Commission to have
all that's been done years ago.
What's the hold up? Is the council actually putting it in place?
The planning department has done the
Shire of Cobourne.
WA Planning.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So the Shire Coburn's approved it all, but it hasn't been approved through WAPC.
To the local council.
Well, there could be a number of reasons for that without knowing the specific plan, because quite often councils put in plans for certain areas within their suburb, and WAP says, no, we want an overall larger plan, and it can go back and forth and back and forth. Frustrating. I share your frustration as a real estate agent in areas. It's very frustrating because we want to see this moving along.
Yeah, we do. Thank you very much indeed, Martin. Thanks also once again to the President. Not only does he send the emails to harvey@6pr.com.au, he's also found my personal email at home and he sent it there as well. Good on you, Dave.
Just in case you didn't read it the first time.
Talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
Do you know your Malbec from your Muscat or the difference between a Claret and a Chianti? If not, help is at hand this afternoon at 1:45 when wine expert Peter Nixon joins the afternoon show to talk the wonderful world of wine. Whether it's a tipple for a special occasion or just a lazy glass with a meal at home, we'll have it covered. So join us this afternoon at 1:45. Brought to you by Dan Murphy's. Latest buyer's guide out now on 882 6PR.
The Australian Financial Review and Westpac present the 100 Women of Influence Awards. It's a way for outstanding Australian women to be recognised as leaders and role models for the next generation. Everyone from chief executives to scientists, not-for-profit workers and women in sports or the arts can apply. These women are promoting change at work or in their community to create a vibrant, diverse and prosperous Australia. Nominations close August 9. To nominate yourself or someone you know, visit 100womenofinfluence.com.au.
From the producers of The King's Speech, Mr. Holmes, starring Saria McCallum.
Was that him?
An aging Sherlock Holmes revisits the unsolved case that forced him into retirement and searches for answers.
We're about to start an investigation.
I decided to get it right before I die.
Mr. Holmes is a new twist on the world's most famous detective.
Planning an escape with the mystery man.
What possible motive could you have?
The man behind the myth, Mr. Holmes.
Now we must solve it.
In cinemas now.
The following is brought to us by Gemmell Homes. I'm now speaking with Craig Gemmell. Good morning, Craig. We're off to Nebraska, are we, after last night?
Morning, Harvey. Look, I want to share with the listeners a great deal on the Nebraska. It's one of our big value homes. It's got 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, scullery, activity, guest suite, home theatre, and packed with further inclusions.
I haven't heard that term, scullery, for ages. I want one. It's great design with further inclusions. Now, you certainly do have my attention.
Well, that's right, Harvey. Sculleries are all the rage. And on top of that, we've got a special offer, which includes aircon, raised ceiling, stone bench tops, 900mm appliances, and great options for floorings, blinds, and also a paint package, Harvey.
Well, that does sound like a great package, quite seriously, Craig.
And, mate, I've also got a more compact design, the Utah, which offers all those inclusions, but also suits a 12.5-metre wide block.
Well, that's good, and if we have a look at page 3 in the paper this morning, mate, that's very, very relevant. How do we learn more?
Look, visit gemmell.com.au or give us a bell on 9263 4450 for more details.
Okay, gemmell.com.au, and that's sales line 9263 4450. Good on you, Craig. Have a great weekend, mate.
You've got it. You too, Harvey. Bye.
Thanks, mate. That's Craig Gemmell on behalf of Gemmell Homes.
Tony Ale Fresh Food Market is bringing farm-fresh produce to you.
with the best selection of fresh fruit and veg, like fresh Carnarvon tomatoes, $1.99 per kilo. Rosy red navel oranges, $1.99 per kilo. New season Manjum Up walnuts, $9.99 per kilo. Garden fresh broccoli, 99 cents a bunch. And extra large kiwi fruit, $2.99 per kilo. Some items pre-packed, prices may vary. Tony Al Fresh Food Market, open 8 to 6, 7 days a week, 86 Hammond Road, Jandakot.
For the best bull bars in Perth, horns down, get into Auto Extra. Auto Extra is the largest supplier and fitter of ECB bull bars, the world's best alloy bull bars, Aussie made and unmatched in strength. With a lifetime warranty and very competitive prices, it's protection for your family you can afford. Call Auto Extra now or order your ECB bull bar and book your fitting online at bullbarsperth.com.au.
On the Weekend Wake-Up, we're talking property.
We are, and you've just heard from Craig Gemmell, and he's making available $100 cash for one of our callers today. To qualify, you must call us on 922 11 882, and we'll do the draw and tell you who wins at the end of the show. It might be Kathleen of Dun Craig. G'day, Kathleen.
Good morning. It's lovely to hear you.
You too.
And it's such an informative programme.
Good on you, Kathleen. Let's hope we can help you.
I've left my home to my daughter, and I can't remember how long I've had it, but I had it out as a rental, and then I moved into it because I downsized from my own home. So I would say that I've been here at least 10 years, and I don't know whether she will be up for capital gains when I die on the fact that I had it out as a rental.
Okay.
People have been talking this morning about different types of tax and settlement. Just wondering what would happen for her if I've got the knowledge, I might be able to do something while I'm alive.
It's always good to have tax planning while you're alive.
Has transfer happened? Have you transferred ownership?
No. Transferred when I die.
Okay. Oh. Look, Kathleen, we don't have death duty, which is great, in Australia. So the property can be transferred to bequeathed to the beneficiary that you make it available to. Now, my understanding, confirm this with your tax account, but my understanding is that the tax status of the property transfers with the property. So effectively, there is no duty when it's or capital gains tax when it's transferred, because it's transferred as part of your will. However, if you daughter then sells it down the track, there may very well be a capital gain. But it's only when it's realised.
Well, I did actually say that to her when I drew up the will, or I had a lawyer draw up the will. I said, I think you will end up with a capital gain at some stage if you sell the property.
Down the track, that's right. Yeah. Now, whether that's for that portion when you were an investor in the property, I'm not quite sure. You need to confirm your tax accountant. But basically, it would be transferred at the time of death. A value would be established for that. And then if your daughter sells it 5 years later and makes a 20% capital gain on value, then that would be assessable because a gain has been made since the transfer. But there won't be any cost or capital gains tax as per the will and the transfer of it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good, you're on the right track. Go and see your accountant before just to make sure everything's set up properly.
Thanks, Kathleen, for your call. We'll go to Butler now and say good day to Barbara. Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to speak to you.
Likewise.
I want to talk about my daughter has recently sold her house. Then she leased it back for 12 months.
Yes.
Now the owner wants to knock it down because it's on a very big block in a pretty good spot and rebuild and I think put a lot more on it.
Yep.
But her lease, she wants to do this before the lease expires. Where does she stand in that regard?
Well, yes. Generally speaking, you can't put the bulldozers into a house while there's a tenant in the property and there's a lease. Not even generally speaking, absolutely speaking. So if your daughter has a lease on the property, then that lease, she has every right to stay in the property as long as she's performing the obligations of the lease, and the owner is obliged to keep the property available for her, of course, because that's why you have a lease on the property. So unless there is a redevelopment clause in it, and I'm not even sure you can do that residentially. I don't think you can. Certainly commercially you can. So that would be most unusual. So the first thing to do is go back to the lease. check on the lease conditions and check on the term of the lease. Okay. And then obviously it needs to give notice as a tenant. She needs to give 30 days notice to vacate. And the owner needs to give 30 to 60 days, depending on the circumstances, whether it rolls over onto a periodic lease or whether it, you know, at the fixed period they need to give 30 days notice. Mm. So, do you know when the lease is due to expire?
Not until May, but he wants her out by November.
Okay. Well, look, you can always work things out by negotiation. The rental market is very much a tenant's market at the moment, and it might be worth her going to him and saying, "Well, okay, she's going to have to move in May anyway. Why not cut a deal?" And he might have to pay for some of her removalist costs, maybe
right.
a bit
That's
of an incentive.
Mm.
Yep. And say, yep, we'll move out and work out a deal. There's plenty of rental properties out there that she should be able to move into and maybe move a little bit earlier and then everyone's a winner.
Yeah, it's not in Butler, it's on the coast.
Okay.
So it's pretty.
Mm. That All might right. be an option. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Barbara. Thank you. And to South Perth we go. Hello, Peter.
Yeah, how are you going, guys?
Good.
Morning, Peter.
Just a question. If you've got a unconditional offer and acceptance on a property and both parties agree that they don't want the contract to go forward, they both want to rescind it, can you do that? And secondly, if you do, is there any liability still to pay stamp duty?
No. If both parties have agreed to rescind that contract... you would need to formally cancel that contract at the Office of State Revenue. Most settlement agents these days are on what's called Revenue Online, which means they stamp their contracts through the Revenue Online system, which would suggest that the contract is lodged immediately they receive the contract through that system to avoid any penalties for delay of lodgement. So what would that, if you decide to rescind that contract, your settlement agent would simply complete a cancellation form that both the seller and the buyer would execute, and you would submit that to the Office of State Revenue.
Right, and then so no stamp duty would flow from that?
No, so long as you then don't enter into another contract. And just be mindful that form is not just a one-page form. It's about a 3 or 4 page document which asks a lot of questions. And you've obviously got to answer them truthfully. And obviously, one of the questions talks about entering into another contract, and also have you made any payments to the seller, contributions to the seller. So one would assume that the deposit would be refunded back to you. And if you've got that in writing, that would be ideal to get that in writing from both parties to say, yep, we can rescind that contract. Both parties can walk away. And then the settlement agents would then formally cancel that contract on your behalf. And the state revenue would then put a stamp on that, and that original contract of sale would then go back to you, so you've got proof that it has been cancelled.
So it's very much the Office of State Revenue. You just want to make sure it's not a scheme to try and avoid.
That's where you've got to be really careful.
There's no intention.
It's legitimate.
Provide
the information.
Provide the information. As I said, so long as both parties are willing to rescind the contract, then not a problem.
Good on you. Thank you very much for your call, Peter. And we're going to be talking to Boone from Armidale, and we've also got other callers lined up, so I would get in rather quickly if I were you, otherwise you're going to miss out on 9221882.
Talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
Adam Shand here. On Friday, I posed the question, what would happen if we dropped the blood alcohol level content for drivers to zero? Would we turn our state into a society of wowsers, or would we save lives?
We're not allowed to share a bottle of wine because I'm going to blow over O2. That's very unfair.
The other night, I had one glass of champagne with my 86-year-old friend who can put it away, and I was history.
Join Adam Shand on Drive, weekdays from 3 on 882 6BR. Your city, your station.
There's a new arthritis formula called Caruso's Super Curcumin Arthritis Relief. Extracted from turmeric, this formula offers enhanced curcumin absorbability to better fight mild arthritic pain, inflammation and stiffness. Caruso's Super Curcumin Arthritis Relief Serum curcuminoid levels are 46 times higher than regular curcumin. Caruso's Super Curcumin Arthritis Relief is only $17.99 from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, you'll find them all over WA.
The new look Toyota Camry Altis is here, completely redesigned. And we're making it easier for you to get into one with Toyota Access. Ask us how and get the new town feeling today. DL7801.
In the Weekend West.
The Property Report. Find out whether your suburb is up there among the year's top performers. Laconic Aussie screen legend Michael Caton reveals what's behind the latest and perhaps best movie performance of his career.
So I'm going to drive my cab until I can't drive it anymore.
Also in the Weekend West...
Start planning your trip to see WA's magnificent wildflowers in our special travel guide. And don't miss the chance for your family to be living large in Bali.
Only in the Weekend West.
Upgrade and save with a great-looking B&D garage door before September 16 and receive up to $500 cash back. Book your free measure and quote today on 13 62 63. Be quick. Conditions apply.
Tony Ale Fresh Food Market is bringing farm-fresh produce to you. With the best selection of fresh fruit and veg, like fresh Carnarvon tomatoes, $1.99 per kilo. Rosy red navel oranges, $1.99 per kilo. New season Manjum Up walnuts, $9.99 per kilo. Garden fresh broccoli, 99 cents a bunch. And extra large kiwi fruit, $2.99 per kilo. Some items pre-packed, prices may vary. Tony Al Fresh Food Market, open 8 to 6, 7 days a week, 86 Hammond Road, Jandakot.
From the producers of The King's Speech, Mr. Holmes, starring Saria McCallum.
Was that him?
An ageing Sherlock Holmes revisits the unsolved case that forced him into retirement and searches for answers.
We're about to start an investigation.
I decided to get it right before I die.
Mr. Holmes is a new twist on the world's most famous detective.
Planning an escape with the mystery man.
What possible motive could you have?
The man behind the myth, Mr. Holmes.
Now we must solve it.
In cinemas now.
Sometimes the smart move is not moving at all. Subdivide and build with Stratawise, your residential development specialists. Whether you're considering subdivision, house behind house, or even a second story, Stratawise will help you maximise the return from your investment. With the expertise of a specialist team and the strength and security of an award-winning industry leader, Stratawise is your trusted building partner, and they won't be beaten on price. Find out more at stratawise.com.au.
On 6PR's Weekend Wake Up, we're talking property.
Until 10 o'clock, then the 10 o'clock news, and then Saturday morning at the football. And you'll be surprised to learn, folks, that after the discussion we've had during that little break, the boys will not be talking about the waffle. They will not be talking about the AFL. John Cleary, they will be talking about...
Alco Cup, Guildford Grammar winning hopefully this year. First time since 1954 or something.
Two Guildford boys in here and there. Yeah. They are excited.
All I know is it was long before we were born.
Yeah.
Right, so this is some history making stuff. Now today, if you want to go, if you're an old Guildfordian like we are, then get out the old blazer, which is hanging up in my cupboard. Get down there to Hale School because Hale are
going to win.
Second.
Go Hale.
You're on the same points.
Are you a Hale boy?
No, I'm not. But my two boys are. So.
Right.
Oh, we're going.
I know where his car is.
Guildford boys.
Take him a while to
us
get
Guildford
there.
Boys, we'll work you out.
Damn it, I shouldn't have said anything.
But in the end, if Guildford beat Hale again today, they beat them a few weeks ago now, prior to the mid-year break. But, yeah, it'll be a historic day could be started to be sealed. But anyway, we've got lots more in AFL to talk about today. Richmond defeating your boys last night.
I tell you what, if they could reproduce that. No, I've got the shoes on today.
No shoes today.
If they could reproduce Carl. they'd nearly take the flag. It's their consistency. Well, that's the problem, isn't it?
I said a few weeks ago when I saw him firsthand here against Freo, that first quarter was as good as I've ever seen Richmond
they
play.
They can be incredible.
In my life in the broadcast box. So, they're playing some good footy. Last week, poor kicking, poor footy. Should have beaten the Dockers. Should have, could have, would have. But Richmond were good last night. Adam Goods not playing this week. Let's hope that he does come back and play. But that's been the talk this week. So I'm sure it'll come up this morning. Eagles, Gold Coast, Freo, GWS. What an opportunity now with Richmond doing them a favour to get some breathing space. So anyway, that and more.
Good on ya.
Waffle T20 we will talk about.
Thanks, Borry. Good on you. Boone of Armidale. G'day, Boone.
Morning. Okay.
Morning.
Morning, Hello. Boone.
No, mate, you're breaking up really, really badly.
Can't answer that.
I'm going to put you on hold. Try and find somewhere else, mate, while we go to Robert of Mount Lawley. Hi, Rob.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning, Robert.
Good morning. Look, we've just inherited a property in Mount Lawley. We haven't had probate granted yet, but I got a strata title survey from Landgate, and this is a Batlax block that was split about 20 years ago. Now, my problem is we want to sell this property. I'm not quite sure of the procedure from here on in, but the property that was built on this split on the block is not shown on the survey strata title. What do I have to do to put this right?
So it is a survey strata?
Yep.
Right.
Well, it should be shown on the title. It should be shown on the strata plan.
Not if it's a survey strata, but...
But is there a building on it?
Is there a building on it?
There is a building on it, yes.
It won't show.
That's why, that's the difference between a strata plan and a survey strata. A strata plan must show all the dimensions of the building. A survey strata...
Just shows the lot.
Just shows the lot.
Right. Well,
that's okay, nothing to worry about. The building's there. Yeah. You can sell it, and you can sell it as is, and that's quite normal, because survey strata was brought in to be able to create vacant lots. Strata lots. Oh.
Okay.
Because prior to that coming in, which was 1997, you basically had to build on a strata.
Yes.
You had to have a plan in, you had to build on a strata. So they created what they called the survey strata, which was, so it won't show the actual building dimensions. Mm. Just like a green title block doesn't show the building dimensions.
Thank you very much, Robert. Now, I think we've got Boone back on a better line. G'day, Boone.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Yeah, that's much better.
Excellent. First of all, thank you for having this segment on. It's been very informative and it helps everyone out a lot. So thanks very much for that.
You're welcome.
My question is regarding title insurance. I think that's the terminology.
Yes.
So my wife and I have just recently purchased a property. We're going through settlement very shortly regarding a property. And the option is, would you like to purchase title insurance? And when I asked them what it was about, they said, obviously, it protects you if there's any fraudulent behaviour in regards to the title itself and building structure, etc.
Fences and so on, so if they're in the wrong position.
Yeah, so my question is, now, this property has, it's got, you know, the shade cloths, but they're on a metal sort of beams that are concreted into the ground. Is that Would that be considered
illegal structure?
Yeah.
Maybe. Most councils want actual planning approval for shade sales now.
Look, title insurance, very quickly, title insurance did come about when the whole fraud issue came about 3 or 4 years ago. But there have been cases where the settlement agent's done all the inquiries from the council and that council has provided that information to the buyer, but then after settlement, there's been something else being disclosed. Mm. So, look, it is a very good risk management tool.
Very cost-effective too.
It's very cost-effective because you pay a one-off fee based on the purchase price, but very cost-effective, and it does protect you for the life that you're the owner of the property, and you just don't know. I mean, I don't...
Be fair and say it's about $400 or $500?
Well, it varies. But the price. So on a $750 thing, it's about... A $750 purchase is about $600.
And who would you recommend? Stuart Title?
Well, yeah, Stuart Title, yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Stuart. So
good
Boone,
insurance.
Boone, go for them, and it is a good investment. There's
great
no question of that.
Yep, absolutely.
Adit of Riverton will be our last caller. G'day, Adit.
Hi, guys. I'm Adit. I got a investment property and my own house. It's in me and my wife's name. I need to transfer them, one to me and the other one to my wife's name. How can I do that?
You can do it, but you will be making a contribution to the state economy.
Making a nice contribution to the state revenue department. There will be stamp duty, unfortunately.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
So you might want to consider that.
So you can do it. But you will, and the contract will be assessed. So the transfer will be assessed. So you would need to submit that to the state revenue, and then they will assess that based on what they think the true valuation of that property is.
So you might
The true valuation of the property, is it?
Yeah. Mm. So it'll be 50% of the value. That's what you'll be paying stamp duty on, because effectively you're transferring 50% to your wife or wife to you. So.
So you might want to weigh that up whether you still want to do that or not. Adit.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, so there you go. That's just about it. We have not got time for any more calls. It's been pretty much helter-skelter towards the end of the show.
It has, hasn't it? We've had a lot of calls.
No more emails and no more texts. So what we have to do, gentlemen, is to commission a meeting and we'll decide who's going to win. We'll probably finish up doing what we normally do and draw it out of a hat.
Talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
Don't miss the 6PR Talking Football Live Derby Panel Show. Lunchtime Friday, August 14, at the Mount Henry Tavern in Como. Look now, 6PR is football.
Do you remember the days when quality craftsmanship meant Australian? Getting more for your money was never a surprise. And the great Australian dream was to have your very own home.
Gemmell Homes' commitment to quality and value for money has passed the test of time. Because when it comes to the great Australian dream, Craig still stands behind every single one he builds.
Windows 10 is here. Racing for incredible computer deals at Harvey Norman. Lenovo laptop, unbelievable price, $248. Plus upgrade to Windows 10 for free. Save over $260 on a quad-core Toshiba laptop. Now $460. Plus upgrade to Windows 10 for free. Super powerful Intel i7 laptop, just $698. Plus upgrade to Windows 10 for free. Upgrade requires internet connection. Data charges may apply. Incredible computer deals now at Harvey Norman. Your Windows 10 expert.
Starting today at Masters, do not miss out on a powerful 1600-watt Scorpion pressure washer for only $109. That's right, a powerful pressure washer for $109. That's all. It has a sturdy alloy motor and maximum pressure of 2,150 PSI and a working rated flow of 5.5 litres. It's perfect for all jobs around the home or garden. It's compact, easy to use, and again, just $109. Remember, though, when they're gone, they're gone. So hurry into Masters, Australia's fastest growing hardware store.
Perth, are you ready? It's about to go down. The best of the best are coming to town. It's the Perth Darts Masters 2015, HBF Stadium, Mount Claremont, August 14 to 16. Group bookings available through Black and White Cabs. Download the app to win an Apple iPad. Use the code word DARTS to book groups of five or more. Hearing those words 180 will hit you right to the core. See Adrian Jackpot Lewis and Mighty Michael Van Gerwen. Darts legend Phil the Power Taylor, a 16-time world champion. Info and terms on the Black and White Cabs Facebook page. Feel the electric atmosphere as the champions take to the stage.
133-222, 133-222, a Black and White Cab straight to you. 133-222.
City Toyota.
Experience a new level of service at City Toyota. Get a 1 hour express service while you wait or ask about their loan cars and courtesy buses. Can't make it to them? City Toyota will come to you with a convenient mobile service. Book now at 1300 City Toyota. citytoyota.net.au, Northbridge in Netherlands.
City Toyota. City Toyota. We're your number one.
Deal 12195.
When is the best time to book your holidays? Anytime. At Flight Centre, our travel experts are available 24 hours a day, online or on the phone. Click on flightcentre.com.au or call 131 600.
On the Weekend Wake-Up, we're talking property.
We are, but we've only got a couple of minutes to go. And so whilst all that was going on, we are now in a position to announce that Peter from South Perth, who talked about contracts and stamp duty and whatnot. Peter of South Perth, a worthy winner of the $100 cash made available each and every week by Craig Gemmell. He stands behind every home he sells. Now, John, Icon Settlements, how do people get in touch with
you? So I'm based in Claremont Harvey, and my contact number is 9286-4003.
And do you go and see people?
Or I do. One of my things, I actually go and see the clients face-to-face, especially if you're the seller. I do them face-to-face, but also buyers, just to communicate and go through the documents with them.
Stand behind every settlement you do.
I do.
And you've got a, quote, cracker.
I do, yes. In Gildercliffe Street in Scarborough at 12 noon, high noon, right at the top at Gildercliffe Street with double views. So you've got the city and the ocean.
Wow.
Be good.
Very good. Okay. Excellent. Now, just before we go, we don't have time to talk very much about it, but very good article again on page 3, very small building blocks going to Ellenbrook.
80 square metres.
So what do you do with them?
I thought they were in Tokyo only. I didn't think they'd be here. But it's about affordability. It's about providing diversity. I mean, we're not talking about thousands of lots at 80 square metres, but I think it's good that we're looking at different options. And obviously the price comes down, and that means that more people can get into the market.
Great idea.
Well, true enough. And of course, now with house designs, you talked to Craig Gemmell about that, house designs the way they are now, you maximise the small
space,
block, and
there'll only be certain areas where it's suitable, because obviously if you're going to have blocks of that intensity, you also want parklands and open space nearby, and then you've got someone else looking after your garden.
All right, John, we'll have you in again soon, mate.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your contribution to the program today. Got lots of questions, which was good.
Great.
And Rob, you'll be available for selection next week.
Absolutely.
We shall look forward to it. Thank you to Josh for producing the program. Stand by now, folks, for the news and Saturday morning at the football.